Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
The touching true story of tragedy behind the popular children's book, Love You Forever, written and read by Stacey Marshall. It seems that everyone can relate to the touching story told in Love You Forever by Robert Munsch. The book quietly climbed to the top of the list of all-time best-selling children's books for a very good reason. The book chronicles a mother's love for her son, and it comes full circle with a tear-jerking ending. And just in case you've managed to read this book without crying, say goodbye to your dry eyes now when you hear the true story behind Love You Forever. In the book, a mother repeatedly shares these words with her son over the course of his life. I'll love you forever. I'll like you for always. As long as you're living, my baby, you'll be. At the end of the book, it's the son's turn to cradle his aging mother and sing the same heartbreakingly beautiful words to her as their roles reversed and he cares for her. Maria Shriver has shared that the book always brings her to tears. I've yet to read this book through without crying. It says so much about the circle of life, youth, parenting, and our responsibility for our parents as we grow older. The message is so simple, yet so profound. Love You Forever is a great gift for anyone with a child, or even for your own parents. The character Joey, from the hit TV show Friends, famously read the story to Ross and Rachel's child Emma at her first birthday party. He brought the entire room to tears with his dramatic reading of the beloved book. But the real story behind the book has its roots in the author's grief. Author Robert Munsch, who had briefly studied to be a Jesuit priest, suffered from depression. He has revealed that the four-line poem was a lullaby he used to sing silently to himself on repeat after a tragedy struck. Robert and his wife, Ann Beeler, had suffered a great loss when she gave birth to two stillborn children in a short window of time. After the two stillbirths, the couple received more terrible news. They sadly learned that they would never be able to conceive. Robert shared, "I had written it as a memorial for two stillborn babies we had in 1979 and 1980. The story actually started off as a song." The author would recite the poem to himself as a way to cope when he felt his grief overtaking him. Then one day it hit him that he should turn his song into a children's story and share its powerful message. While the story is very personal to the writer, he is happy it's become so important to others and that it's touched so many hearts. It gave him a way to tell his babies in heaven how much he loved them. And it has given so many other parents a voice to share the feelings of love they couldn't put into words for their own children. The book is a testament to the unconditional and never-ending love parents have for their children. The touching ending signifies the continued cycle of life and the loving bond between parents and children. It is also a beautiful reminder to be grateful for the love and support our parents have given us. If you remember this special book, take a moment to reach out to those who matter most to you and remind them just how much they mean to you. I'll love you forever. I'll like you for always. As long as you're living, my baby you'll be.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. This episode was produced and edited by Stacy Marshall. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
I found myself on a ledge, three stories high at some condominiums, contemplating my life and struggling to understand my purpose. Have you ever found yourself on the ledge? My name is Billy Yancey. I'm a caring father, mentor, and friend. In my new podcast, Billy and the Goat, I share the life-changing events that shaped who I am today to remind you that no matter how far you've fallen, God can help you get up and thrive. Listen now at lifeaudio.com.